Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello there, everyone, and welcome to episode 46, Stay on Track by Being Consistent. Anthony Robbins said, "It's not what we do once that shapes our lives. It is what we do consistently." If you look at your patterns of success, you will notice that success leaves clues. Chances are the success you've experienced was due to consistency. It may be due to a consistent habit, routine, or ritual that you perform. Some people see consistency as being too structured. Consistency is a form of discipline. Steps done to get you to where you want to go. And I have to tell you, this is something that I'm constantly working on. I'm a work in progress, and so are you. So what is consistency and why is it important? So according to the Oxford Dictionary Online, consistency is a consistent behavior or treatment. I know you may be saying to yourself, good to know, but why is it important? When you are consistent with your words and actions, people know what to expect from you. You develop trust, and they feel that they know your character and can predict the way you may behave in certain situations. When you are not consistent with your words and actions, people don't know whether or not they can trust you. And in business, and in organizations, consistency means that you're going to deliver on your promises. Consistency is important in solidifying your brand and message. Otherwise, you're confusing your audience. And if you are confused, so are they. So take a step back. Whenever you feel confused or you feel that you're off track in getting to your goals, connect with your why. What are you trying to accomplish and why are you doing it? This is your personal vision. You need to have an emotional connection to what you want to achieve, otherwise you won't be driven toward it. Without that emotional connection to your why, your actions are meaningless. Being consistent helps create that accountability for follow through and do what you say you're going to do. Whether it's going to the gym, reading, prayer, meditation, put it on your calendar. You know what they say, out of sight, out of mind. If it's not in your calendar, you're not going to do it. It is about building habits that will serve you so you can better serve others. You may even choose to create a checklist for yourself to see at the end of the day, did I accomplish these things? Did I drink 8 glasses of water? Did I go to the gym? Did I do what I said I want to do? Here are some examples to help you. What are the habits that you want to put in place consistently? So what I'm going to do to help you with that consistency is just put out some ideas, and I want you to think of some of your own of what you need to do. Send out 10 marketing letters per week. Read 20 minutes per day of a book in my industry. Review my finances every Friday for 15 minutes. Go to the gym 3 days a week for 60 minutes. Follow up with 3 new prospects within 24 hours of meeting of them. Send out my newsletter every 2 weeks. What do you notice about these new habits or tasks? The examples are measurable. You can check in to see where you're at and where you need to improve. Without consistency, everything falls out of balance. What happens if you go to the gym 2 times for 1 week and then again 3 weeks later versus being consistent for 3 weeks? Will you see the same results? Probably not. What if you send your newsletter 1 month and then 3 months down the road and then again every 2 weeks? You create confusion. People do not know when they may hear from you. So stay on track. Make it your mission to be consistent. It won't be easy, and I can tell you from personal experience, it can be trying at times because you're going to face this resistance. But anytime we choose to change things up, It takes hard work and some discipline. Make a plan. Be persistent. If you slip up, don't be discouraged. Get right back up and do the work you know you need to do. What do you need to put in place to prevent that slip up? Think about that. In order to see that what is working in a certain area, you need to give it at least 30 days of consistent effort. The results might not appear right away. Don't stop. Challenge yourself to even be more consistent and stretch it to 90 days and watch what happens. Resist temptations and distractions getting in the way of you achieving your goal. Silence that inner critic, that negative thinking trying to talk you out of what you need to do. You know what's going to come up, that little voice. Just hush it, put it aside. At first, it will seem awkward because you need to think about what you're doing. And over time, it's going to become automatic. You won't be as conscious about it. Remember when you first learned to drive or ride a bicycle? You had to think about every action over time. You didn't need to think about every step. You may have fallen off your bike a couple times until you found your balance. And once you found your balance, you just hop on your bike and you rode. You didn't even think about it. Just like when you're driving. When you were learning to drive, you were probably very nervous driving the car. There was so much to remember. Someone may have even honked the horn because you hesitated before you took a turn. The nervousness is now gone, and you can get in the car and drive to your destination. This might be the same for you with public speaking, so thinking of all these first-time things that now you do unconsciously. It is often the actions we know we need to be doing to achieve our goals that we don't write down and put in front of us. Those promptings remind us to take action. Celebrate those new habits and milestones. Consistency was the key to your current and for your future success. I'm going to leave you with one last thought by Jim Rohn. Success is neither magical nor mysterious. Success is a natural consequence of consistently applying basic fundamentals. It's all about keeping it simple, creating a system, and being consistent and working that plan. What are you doing to stay on track and add that consistency to your life? We would love for you to subscribe to our Success Secrets newsletter on my website at www.deborahkozowski.com, where you'll get a free MP3 download about the 10 surefire ways, strategies to power up your productivity and performance. We would love to hear about how this podcast is impacting your life at deborah@deborahkozowski.com. And we want to thank you for listening to the Millionaire Woman Show. For without you sharing this around the world, we would not be here. And we're talking about leadership, business, human potential to help you live rich from the inside out. So go ahead, hop onto iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, share this episode with your friends. Go back to other episodes that have changed your life, made you think a little bit differently. Give us a 5-star rating. Give us a review. We would love to hear from you. But right now, I want you to go out and be the change that you wish to be in the world, as Gandhi said, and make your day great. See you on the next Millionaire Woman Show.